Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore takes first base on ball four. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Garrett scores. Milan moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fairley moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Day moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Day scores. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Foley moves to second. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley scores. Bacabella moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bacabella tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Milan reaches third base with a triple. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Milan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Theodore moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-1 in the game. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-1 in the game. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Fairley moves to third. It's 5-4, Mets. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Fairley scores. Singleton scores. Day moves to third. It's 6-5, Expos. Tug McGraw now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley is walked intentionally. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a fly ball towards left. Theodore catches it and throws to home to double up day. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Milner is hit by the pitch. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn strikes out. There goes Hodges. The throw from Bacabella to second, and Hodges is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Singleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Hunt scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Fairley moves to second. It's 7-5, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-5, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Foley reaches second base with a double. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-5, Expos. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Harry Parker now pitching. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Woods now playing center field. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foley. Martinez moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Gosger moves to third. It's 13-6, Expos. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Garrett moves to second. It's 13-7, Expos. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Harry Parker. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Mets 7. The Expos will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 14-7, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 17-7, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 18-7, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Ron Hunt. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 18, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hahn takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 18, and the Mets 7. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. It's 19-7, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3-for-5 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 19, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gosger strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milan. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Milan steals third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beauchamp. The throw from Bacabella and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Milan scores. That run is unearned. It's 19-8, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 19, and New York Mets, 8. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.